And welcome to Two Guys and a Microphone.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
Two Guys and a Microphone. Remember us? Yeah. About that.
We're here.
Yeah, we're still alive. Barely.
We're bringing it to you right now, episode 3.0. It's been a while. We brushed this one off.
Yeah,
digitally remastered.
This episode's been recorded at, we had some stuff go down. One of us got sick. We took a little vacation.
Vacation to Canada.
Football games. And here it is, episode 3.0 for your hearing pleasure.
Don't die. It's good, I promise.
No, yeah, it's good. Stick with us. We got to bring you another episode or another version of Kevin's Rules to Live By.
And then followed by some shout-outs.
You know what? I think I'll give you some words of wisdom, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, just throw it in there. No, yeah, free of charge.
Yeah, you know, it's like that little mini shampoo bottle you get with the big shampoo bottle.
Yeah.
And you're like, why don't you just give me some more of the big shampoo bottle? Why don't you just make the big shampoo bottle bigger?
There's no answer for that.
I know.
There's just no answer.
It's like a waste of plastic.
Don't waste plastic.
It's the moral of the story.
Here it comes, 3.0.
Episode 3.0, Two Guys and a Mic. Two Guys and a Microphone.
Kevin's Rules to Live By.
What's up? Round two of Kevin's Rules to Live By. Today we're going to give you the little classroom edition.
That's right. Our Kevin right here is going to give you some rules to live by in the classroom, what everybody should know about when they walk into the classroom.
What you should do in the classroom. All right. We're going to go with rule number one, thing number one. If you're going to sit next to me in class, you're going to sit down, whatever, please make sure that you put on deodorant and or brush your teeth. Yeah, hopefully the and.
That shit is gross.
I didn't choose to sit down next to you. You chose to sit down next to me, and now I have to live with your stench for 45
no,
minutes.
No, even then, in today's world of public education and cost cutting and whatever, classes are now full to the brim. You don't go to class thinking, hey, maybe I'll sit next to nobody today. No, you go to class thinking, okay, I hope I don't, fall asleep and, miss something important.
And fall into the guy next to me's lap.
Yeah, and smell like shit.
It doesn't fly.
No, fucking deodorant is quick. They make axe. Do they have a girl axe?
I don't know.
They make
hatchet.
Yeah, they make hatchet or, girl axe. I guess it's called perfume.
Yeah.
Just roll that shit on real quick. Fuck.
I don't want to smell you, okay?
No, moving on. That should be a gimme. Moving on.
Number two. How much fucking room do you need to take notes?
No, you need a note. You need at least, the most space.
You know what you need? You need 8.5 by 11. That's
unless
what you need.
Have a widescreen computer, then you need 13.9.
Yeah, 13.9 by 8.5.
Yeah.
You know what?
No. You don't need a whole bunch of room. Your arm is 2 inches wide, and your paper is 8 inches.
You don't need a textbook and to reference this page and that page and that note and that slideshow.
No,
quit taking up the whole goddamn table and give me my room.
No,
I'm not taking notes. That doesn't entitle you to my space.
Exactly.
I am iPhoning right now. You need to get out of my fucking area.
Yeah, if I'm going to be not paying attention, I better not be paying attention in peace.
Yeah, in my area. So get the fuck out of my area.
Fuck out of my area, dog.
Limit your fucking space. Keep your stench to a minimum. Just stay.
They
just
go hand in hand.
Just stay.
Courtesy, which is a whole other topic, but it's dying in America.
Anyway, moving on. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion on the Emancipation Proclamation and slaves, or whatever the fuck you read on Wikipedia last night.
No. Just because you think you're awesome because you went ahead and read the syllabus and read what we're talking about tomorrow and read half of a Wikipedia page, which, by the way, I could put on there and add that Kevin has the biggest penis in the world. You
which
can put
true.
Totally false information on Wikipedia.
But that's true.
No, you can.
Nobody cares what happened in chapter 14 if we're in chapter 12, so just keep it to your fucking
self. Shut the fuck up! You're not getting paid to talk, the teacher is. You're actually paying to hear him talk.
Yeah, and I'm not paying to listen to your bitch ass talk, that's for damn sure.
Instead, I would tell you to start a podcast and listen to a bitch's talk.
Yeah, just keep your shit to a minimum. Nobody cares. You're just saying something that we're going to get to eventually. You're just wasting my time.
Wasting everybody's time.
You're dumb.
And money. Your time is money.
I can't stand it.
Next.
Moving on. Video chat. Just let me let you know. I was sitting in class. I was a lecture-esque class. I mean, there was class participation. This bitch pulled out her pink laptop and started video chatting her friend from across the class.
I've seen it.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Get the fuck out.
They're four rows over and you're video chatting with them. Her fucking picture was on her screen. Are you serious?
It's ridiculous.
Like, why are you in class?
Look, I'm not. Neither one of us are here to tell you to be Mr. or Mrs. Academia. But we are telling you, if you're not going to pay attention, do it the right way. Go get a beer instead of going to class.
Like,
and then BS about bullshit out there.
If you're going to do something stupid on your computer, play some poker and win some money. Don't video chat with Cynthia three rows over.
And talk about like how yesterday's frat party was cool because you only saw two guys with their sunglasses on backwards.
Like, it's unbelievable. I couldn't believe I saw it. I couldn't believe she was doing it.
What's unbelievable is that you saw it, but what is even more unbelievable is that I am not remotely caught off guard by it. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Ridiculous. Next rule. The final rule. This one peeves me a lot. And it is, we are in fucking college. We are not in ninth grade. Quit fucking covering your test answers.
Quit covering up. You know what? Because every once in a while, I'll be like, hey, you know, like, what should I, like, bubble in here for the section number?
Because I didn't
and
read
this. And maybe I'll need to know what I need to bubble in for the section number. It's not even so, I don't want to know your answers. For all I know, you studied less than I did. And for that, maybe I know 49 out of 50, and I just want a little help on number 50. Is that so wrong?
Yeah, maybe I need a 50 out of 50 to give an A.
You know what?
I've
when they were signing the Declaration of Independence, they cheated.
Yeah.
They looked at each other's paper.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, we share here in America. We're a melting pot.
We're not.
Fuck you.
It's not ninth grade.
No.
Because I missed slide number 9, and we're on slide number 11, and I didn't write down the one line with the one critical formula, and you want to, like, hover your big-ass nose over the equal sign, and I put a greater than sign. Like,
yeah, no. You know, because we're busy taking notes on one thing, and because maybe we didn't hear, maybe we want a little help from you.
Yeah.
And don't give us a dirty look.
Yeah, don't
cheating.
Give me a
we're
dirty look.
We're all here for the same
if
purpose.
If I'm checking my email on my iPhone and I miss a slide, let me fucking copy
this
your slide.
This ain't a competition.
No, you're going to get
it's
your
not
degree.
Like whoever writes the most equations and formulas and whatever down from PowerPoints first wins. No.
Guess what? If
it's
you
not
get a degree and I did get a degree and your GPA was higher than mine,
whatever.
It doesn't fucking matter. We still have the same goddamn degree.
Doesn't
matter.
God,
let me see the answer to number 39 because I'm stuck between A and B and I want to see what your decision was.
Yeah, you know what? We all are entitled to a second opinion. If you're in real life and maybe you have a very tough decision to make, you can Google, phone a friend,
there's lifelines on the Wants to Be a Millionaire.
They're called lifelines because you use them in life.
Cash Cab has lifelines. Guess what? You're my fucking lifeline for this test.
Yeah,
on
you are my
American.
Mobile shout-out. You are my window shout-out.
Fucking, I didn't read about the Aztecs, so I need your help, okay? I mean, let's be real.
Okay, that's some of Kevin's few rules to live by.
Take them, and if I see you in class and you're covering up your answers, just...
Fuck you.
Grow up.
Let
me cheat off you.
That's some of Kevin's rules to live by.
That's my rules to live by.
We're going
to
bring you a little bit, just a real quick segment. These are some of Justin's words of wisdom.
Words of
the J-Wows, if you will. Right now, my words of wisdom are these. Women are like waves. You ride them for a little while. You have a great time.
It's fun.
You have fun. You're sad when it's over. Sometimes you have a few scratches, but I promise you there'll be another one.
And another one. And it might be bigger and better than the last one. Let's be honest.
But you won't know until you've ridden them all.
Nope.
You won't know until you've ridden them all.
Yep.
How do you know the wave you rode is the biggest, best wave ever until you've ridden every wave ever?
And that just expands upon the point that once you see one pair of boobs, you want to see them all.
No, that's true. Because, like, boobs, like...
How do you know you've seen the best pair?
You don't.
I've seen Aaron Andrews' pair. Episode 2.0.
Listen to it. Go back. Rewind.
Those were nice boobs.
All right, that's going to wrap up this little segment here of Kevin's Rules to Live By, Justin's Words of Wisdom.
The J-Wow.
The J-Wows. These will be recurring segments. You'll be hearing much more on them later. What are we doing now? Are we bringing them a little bit of shout-outs?
A little bit of you guys and a little bit of what we got coming up next.
For sure.
So stay tuned. Here it comes.
See you guys in the mic.
two guys.
Some shout-outs.
Time for some,
shout-outs!
Some shout-outs now to some people who have been showing us some love.
We want to give props to those who have put forth some effort here, who have given us some feedback, given us some suggestions, some encouragement, some criticism, some something.
Well, not to mention our GFs who have been on the ears every night telling us what we've been doing wrong, what we've been doing
right.
It's
very good to have those close to you give you some positive and negative encouragement, but encouragement.
Shout out to Lee, who gave us some insight onto Michael Jackson.
We talked about Michael Jackson back in episode 1.0 after his passing. Lee pointed out that there will never be another musician and musician and artist or someone who will dominate the market.
Which we completely agree with.
I agree with the fact that no one will ever dominate the market like him. There are other musicians / artists, but not any that will hit the point of fame like he did.
Yeah, no.
Because
no doubt.
Now artistry is not so much praised as showmanship and cameos.
Like the John Mayer type almost as the artist. I write my own songs, I perform my own songs, and this is me.
I don't want to kind of give John Mayer.
I'm not putting John Mayer on the same level as Michael Jackson in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
But as far as a true artist.
Okay, more so than like Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Well,
Soulja Boy makes John Mayer look like Picasso.
Yeah, alright. I don't know why he makes him look like a fucking painter.
Because he's a fucking artist.
Alright, whatever.
How are you confused by this?
That's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to say that Soulja Boy makes John Mayer look like fucking Picasso.
Soulja Boy makes...
apples and oranges.
Alright, I'm sorry. Bottom line is, Lee, you're
Soulja
right.
Soulja Boy's a banana. Soulja Boy is not...
No, Soulja Boy doesn't even... Soulja Boy is like a hard-ass, like, two-year-old...
He's like a
Tootsie Roll.
Like a dragon.
That you, like, lost in your couch from Halloween 3 years ago that you're, like, fucking something worth eating. Anyway.
Or listening to.
Sorry to waste time with that, but anyway, Lee, to what you're saying, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and there are various reasons for that. Market segmentation, there's a whole bunch of different music now. He really was an artist. There are other artists out there, but none of them will dominate like Michael did, for sure.
Lee also agreed with our commentary on The Gym.
No, yeah, The Gym.
Which, if you don't agree with our commentary, then fuck you.
No, fuck you. If you don't agree with our commentary, then post it, call us, text us, email us, Facebook us, find us somewhere, because you're obviously listening, and tell us face-to-face or computer to computer why you don't think we're right. Because the bottom line is, don't wear camo. You're not hiding from somebody. No. You don't have to attack the dumbbells. You just have to push them in the air a couple times.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, yeah. For sure. I also want to give a good shout out to our good friend, Brian.
Brian.
Who we saw today. It was good to see him. It was also good to hear some of his insights. He will be missed. He's moving away for a little while, but he'll still be in touch. You know why? Because computers have made the world much smaller. I hope he is keeping his insights, not to himself, but to everybody, because I want to hear all about him, because that gives us something to talk about.
That's right. He commented back on episode 0.5.
And 1.0. He 1.0. Was there in the beginning.
He is a vital key listener. One of his big points was that he feels that Wimbledon and or women's tennis should be seeded based on hotness.
Which we can't really disagree with.
I mean, I
cannot really find any fault in that.
Even though that...
I've looked for it.
I don't watch women's tennis to watch women's tennis. I watch women's tennis to see girls that are hot.
And grown.
And grown and get sweaty.
It's basically like legal porn.
I mean, I don't care. I know that Serena and Venus are going to win.
You seed them based on looks. Serena ends up in the men's.
Yeah, Brian says, according to him, that Serena would end up in the men's bracket, which, in his opinion, would make the competition more fair for Serena, since clearly...
She's
manly. And this is
damn good tennis player. I mean, we're not making fun of her, but she's just a manly, good tennis player.
A damn good point by
There's
Brian.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Damn good point by Brian. I couldn't agree more. That would certainly make watching tennis go by easier.
It'd be a lot of fun debating the seedings, yeah, too. Because, I mean, can you imagine, like, us and then, like, the PTI guys and people on, like, CNN? Hell, even, like, I guarantee ESPN, CNN, CNBC, they'd be all in on it and be like, why should Sharapova be ranked ahead of, you know,
Kournikova.
This one? Kournikova. Well, okay, no, she wouldn't.
No, that would bring Kournikova back into the sport.
No, yeah, because she'd be number one.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of girls vying for number three that you've never heard of.
That's true.
But are equally as hot.
That's true.
Brian also had the idea that to get into a consolation tournament, you wear a bikini.
Yeah, if you lose the tennis match, he says that you should have to be entered into a bikini contest to see if you make it into the consolation bracket.
Which, I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah, because I get to see a bikini contest, which is awesome 99 out of 100 times.
I'm going to go with 100 out of 100.
No, because there could be a bikini contest of, like, fat, ugly-ass chicks that you don't want
to wouldn't watch. You wouldn't be like, wow. You wouldn't watch.
No,
like,
you're right. I wouldn't
you'd watch. Because it was that one
I
that's, like, crazy.
I wouldn't watch for the same reason I watched the other 99. No.
Okay. You wouldn't watch for the same reason, but you'd watch.
That's true.
All right, and that's our shout-outs. You'll get a shout-out, too, if you give us something worth shouting out about. Fuck you, Shooper.
Fuck you, Shooper. Just go fuck yourself.
We do want to point out that the whole time in the background today, Juno has been on, and it's on HBO 2, I think.
Good movie.
You know, humorous. I don't want to say it's, like, hilarious, but it's a funny movie, good writing, good acting.
Quality movie.
Good job. Good job to Juno. I would do the main actress. I would actually even do the writer, because she was a stripper.
Was she?
Yeah. The writer was, her name was, like, Diablo... No, I swear it's Diablo.
Did Bedubas know about her?
Like Diablo 2, Revenge of the Fallen, or something. But her name is Diablo. I swear to God, it's Diablo.
We'll have to see. The credits have got to be rolling.
Or like Viagra, or something. But no, her name is Diablo. She used to be a stripper. I promise, she used to be a stripper.
Well, good movie.
And she showed up at the fucking Academy Awards in like a stripper outfit.
That's awesome. I missed it.
And I, yeah. Anyway, good movie. Rent it. Download it. I don't know if it's worth buying.
Every time we've recorded, we've had something on the TV. This is the first time we've actually played.
Yeah, we always have the thing in the background, or else we're just kind of creepers talking to each other.
Yeah, that's
awkward. So coming up next time, this is going to wrap up episode 3.0 of Two Guys.
We got our crown jewel we have yet to unveil. One of the reasons we actually started a podcast.
One of the reasons we started, Kevin and I have had a theory, if you will, a theorem about men and women and what...
Mostly men.
I mean, about men pertaining to women and mostly what our motivations are all about.
And it kind of...
It's about sex.
It kind of... It simplifies the whole, like, what is she at? What is she at on a scale of 1 to 10?
It does.
But 7.8. Because when it comes to that, it's bullshit because every guy's rating is a little bit different. So this, our grand theory... scheme, opinion, it boils that down to every single man's bare principle, and it's the crown jewel.
It's the crown jewel of Two Guys in a Microphone. It's one of the reasons we founded Two Guys in a Microphone.
One of the main reasons was to unveil this.
So don't miss an episode, because we haven't really done that many, but really don't miss episode 4.0. Is this 3.0?
This is 3.0.
Really don't miss 4.0. We're going to debut our theory, and you need to listen to it, because I promise you we will be referencing it in previous episodes, or in future episodes.
And not only that, but hopefully joining us, our boy Mario.
We got two guys, a microphone, and a guest coming up.
Yes, Mario.
Something that we hope to do more of.
I mean, our very first guest, Mario. Mario, you know, he's been in podcasting for a little bit. On Facebook, post some videos, some interesting things. I've seen a couple of them. He's really good. Funny guy. Coming down. He doesn't really know about our theorem yet.
No, not yet, but what's he going to do to make it more fun? Because we're going to debut it to you and him at the same time.
A new perspective, a new outlook on our theorem. We're going to debut it to him live on the podcast, what he's got, hear what he thinks about it, if he agrees, disagrees.
It'll be good times.
Listen to it.
Use it as a reason. Maybe you disagree with both of us. Maybe you agree with both of us. Let us know. Maybe we'll get you into our secret lair to talk to two guys.
You know, you could be guest number two. If you want to be guest number two, Lee, you know you want to be guest number two. Jose, you want
to... Lee, Jose, Brian, you guys want to be guest number two. You know, we got some females out there that would really like to disagree with us, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you want
to
be guest number two.
Yeah, so hit us up. Two Guys in a Microphone. We got a group on Facebook. Two Guys in a Mic. We're on Twitter. We're on Podomatic.
twoguysandamic@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about this. If we suck, let us know. Fuck you. If not,
but keep
awesome.
Listening. Thank you very much for listening to episode 3.0. Stay tuned for episode 4.0. It's going down. We're just getting the hang of this thing, and we're going to be only be getting better and better. Two guys in a microphone.
What up?
Now, Brown Cow.
Are you testing?
Unique New York.
How now, Brown Cow?